Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about how to find cash buyers for real estate wholesaling. Stay tuned. Hey, how to find cash buyers for real estate wholesaling, okay? And I have a question that came in, and I'm going to give you my best shot to answer it. Hopefully you can find value in it. So he says, so I bought a coaching program that cost me around $40,000. That's good. Yeah, right? I hear this all the time. I've seen people tell me they spent $100,000 on coaching. I said, that's good. You know why I say that's good? Because I know professions that don't pay as much as real estate investment or even real estate brokerage or real estate can pay you, or just owning your own business can pay you. I've seen people invest a whole lot of money. I've seen people invest $13,000 on a profession that's going to pay them $26,000 or less every year. So if you spend $40,000 on real estate and it can potentially pay you $30,000-$40,000 per deal, that's good for you, right? But that's even better if you never quit. Okay. So I learned a lot about real estate investing, wholesaling to be precise. A big part of the module from what I learned to having a list of ready to go cash buyers. Okay? Having a list of ready to go cash buyers. And yes, that's very true. I saw Phil, the guy who owns the biggest channel on real estate investing on YouTube. I saw him discouraging people from building a list of cash buyers or building a list. And I thought that was kind of funny. But again, be careful what you listen to from gurus, because sometimes in his context, he makes sense. But ultimately, in a general context, you need to build a list. Okay? You need to have a list. You need to have contacts. You need to have a database that you can reach out to get deals moving faster at any point in time. That's common sense. You don't need to overthink that. You don't need to use complex context to figure out if he's saying the right thing. I don't care. You need a list, okay? So yes, absolutely, that's correct. You need a list of cash buyers, and you need an ever-growing list of cash buyers. More importantly, it needs to be growing. You should never depend on any one entity because they can disappoint you. All right? They can disappoint you. All right, so let's go here. So he says, in fact, many of the fellow students who took the program were going to be cash buyers, right? Pre-qualified by hard money lenders. So what people do in this training is sometimes that they put everybody together. They create like a mastermind. So you attended this training course. You paid $40,000 to get in there. There are other people too that pay money. Yeah, people got money out here. Yeah, there's money out here. Okay. And then they put you together and they say, hey, who has cash enough to want to buy their first property within this? How much do you have? $100,000. $200,000 laying around, just money laying around, right? And people are ready to invest, and they put them together. Sometimes they put a group or forum together, a Facebook group, a Google Plus community where people can post deals, right? And I'm suspecting that's what this person is saying right now. Let's see. So people took the program, cash buyers, pre-qualified by hard money lenders. So sometimes they bring on vendors that are hard money lenders. They pre-qualify people for money too. And they tell them, hey, you got some money, you should start investing right away, right? So they put them together. He says they were added to a group where we can post deals for them to pick up, right? Well, it's been 6 months. I've posted lots of potential deals, but nothing has happened. I'm starting to think maybe it's time for me to build my own list of cash buyers. Can you share ways that I can build a quality list of cash buyers? All right, so that's a good question. You know, first of all, I want you to understand that there are cash buyers all around you, depending on where you live. But typically, there's a real estate association, investors association in your local area. You can find them at meetup.com. So that's the first step I will go. I will go join a meetup.com and start connecting with other investors, wholesalers, rehabbers, and just having conversations. I'll go to every monthly meeting and I will participate. That's what I would do, okay? These days, I don't go to those such meetings because I have a lot going on. I only have so much bandwidth. But if you're starting off as a real estate wholesaler and you want this to be a serious business for you, and you should be part of that group anyway. The first program that I purchased back in 2005, early 2005, possibly late 2004, excuse the noise of the air conditioner, okay? The first program that, as a matter of fact, I think it's better if I turn it off, okay? Just to make sure. Sorry about that. I had to turn it off. All right, so the first program that I purchased back in 2005, early, the program, there was only one thing I learned from it. I spent $3,000 on it. That was $3,000. I did not even have that money. Okay, I borrowed my friend's credit card, and he allowed me, in exchange for him, becoming a potential partner. Right? And he never came to the program with me. He's still one of my best friends till today, and been there for me in a lot of good times, a lot, even when things were tough a little bit. But yeah, he gave me his credit card, and I swiped it $3,000. There's only one tip I got out of that, and that one tip turned out to be $3 million sales over the next 24 months. $3 million in sales over the next 24 months after that. All right, so that's not a bad trade-off, right? $3,000, I didn't even have the money. $3 million in sales later on, a lot of money in my own personal pocket. Averaging 30, 40 grand per deal, right? 41 deals later, right? You do the math, okay? It's a lot of money, right? Highest deal, $82,000, right? So, yeah, sorry I bragged a little bit. But it's good. It's a good journey, okay? It's a good journey that I went through. And the one tip I got out of that one course, there's only one tip I got out of the course, of that course. That one tip was to join a local real estate investors association. Now, at that time, meetup.com did not exist. So the way I found them, let me think. I think I Googled it, right? Maybe I Yahooed it. Who knows? Who knows? Right? Back in 2005. Let me see when Meetup was created. I'm going to check real quick and see when Meetup was created. Meetup was launched in... Well, it was actually launched in 2002, but it was... I didn't know about it. So I did not find the association on Meetup. I think I may have found it on, they had like a newspaper advertisement or something like that. And I joined. They allowed me in for free for the first. After that, it's $25 every month. Or you could pay a yearly $250, $200 fee. And of course, I paid that. Right? It makes sense. And I kept going. And I met, on the first day I attended, I met the first mentor that I have in real estate. His name is Bob. We still do business till today. I still spoke to Bob a few days ago. He's a mortgage banker. And right there, Bob was like, hey, you should meet my friend over here, Anthony. Anthony is into short sales and my second mentor, right? And these two guys mentored me for free because I brought deals to the table. I went aggressive and started bringing deals. And on that same day, I paid money for another mentor who was barely useful for me, but it was okay. He was part of the journey. So kudos to Richard Douglas, wherever you are. I bought his course, you know, short sales. But the point that I want to tell you, I bought a course for $3,000. Richard Douglas, actually, to much credit to him, his course was only $300 and probably was a best foundation I could have, in addition to the mentorship from Anthony, from Bob. But the key thing I went to that meeting. Now, also, as an additional icing on the cake for going to that meeting was full of a whole lot of cash buyers, okay? Now, here's the thing. Cash buyers are not the only way for you to close deals in real estate. As a matter of fact, they are probably going to be, in my opinion, the least most important people you're going to be dealing with, because many of them, if they're going to be active in the market, they have ways of finding their own deals. Yes, they do buy deals, okay? But my experience, I've never sold one wholesale deal to a cash buyer. That's just my personal experience. I was able to make a lot more profit doing it by selling them to building my own list of wholesale buyers, okay? Wholesale buyers, not cash buyers, but wholesale buyers. Wholesale buyers may use cash, they may use mortgages, they may use other resources to come up with the money. They're not necessarily experienced investor looking to make a killer on a deal. They're just looking to pick up a house at a discount. There's a difference between somebody looking to pick up a house at a discount and a person that's looking to know it needs to be the right deal. 65% of the ARV minus repair cost or no deal, right? It's different things. So I found a way around that at that time, okay? Market may be a little bit different, but that's why you stay in the market. You feel on the pulse of the market, and the rules of the game change from time to time, evolves from time to time. So the reason why I shared my story with you on this particular episode is to tell you that the best way to build a cash buyers list, at least the quality cash buyers list, number one, is to go to the meetups, go to the Real Estate Investors Association meetings, and build relationship with some of those people. Okay, have conversations. Don't go there trying to interview them. Okay, don't ask what's your criteria. That's the kind of thing they teach you in those classes, in those $40,000 classes. In the $40,000 classes, they teach you a lot of book smarts, theory stuff. But obviously, like in any business, what happens in theory is a little bit different from the street wisdom you need to apply when you get on the street. Wall Street is different from street. Does that make sense? Wall Street is different from Main Street, right? So it's the same thing in real estate investing or real estate wholesaling. You need to understand that. But it's good to go through the training. But when you come on the street, be open to learning how it's done on the street, because it may be different sometimes, okay? So now giving you some street wisdom. When you go out to the meetup.com, which is probably the fastest way to start building a cash buyers list, I have another way I'm going to share with you in a second, but when you go there, don't go there asking questionnaires, right? Don't go there with a paper and say, well, so what are you looking for? What are you looking for? Don't do that. Don't do that. Just have a conversation. Learn how to ask quality questions. So you've been in business for how long? Oh, wow. Where are most of your deals in? Oh, that city. Why did you pick that city? Like, make it a little bit more conversational. Don't become a robot, right? And that's the best way. And that by doing that, you ask. People like to talk about themselves, so they allow them to talk about themselves. By doing that, you allow them to talk about themselves, and then they build rapport with you. You build a relationship with them. You exchange numbers. And when you want to reach out to them, don't call them randomly. A text message to say, hey, nice to meet you. It was nice meeting you, right? And come to the next meeting. Let them see you a few times before you start trying to pitch them on a deal that's not really a deal, okay? So that's what I wanted to share with you on this episode. Now, the second way to build a cash buyers list is to learn how to market online. Learn internet marketing and build a buyers list, not necessarily a cash buyer. I don't know why people keep talking about cash buyer. All money is cash as far as I'm concerned. It could be mortgage, it could be hard money, it could be real cash, it could be a POF that can turn to cash as long as it can turn to cash, right? Doesn't matter as long as you can use it to pay for the property. What you're looking for is to build a buyers list, and you can use the internet marketing, simple internet marketing skills to build a buyers list. Facebook allows you to do that. YouTube allows you to do that. You can do that even on Instagram these days. And there's a method to the madness, okay? And that's something I cover in details when you come inside of my free masterclass, generating leads. You know, generating traffic and free leads to a simple website, and then capturing the contact information, and then serving them over and over and over, and building rapport with them. That's the best way to build a cash buyers list. So when there are deals and you find deals, you have a list that you can send a simple email to, and then your deals are picked up faster. So yes, I continue to teach that you need to build a list of buyers, a buyers list that's ever growing. That's my recommendation for you if you don't want to become one of the average real estate wholesalers out here that are not making money. You need to build a list of buyers, okay? And the best way I like to do it is still on the internet. It was a great way for me to start by going to a meetup. It's still a great way for you to get out there and meet up and network with people. Obviously, you pick up things that you can't pick up in the digital world. But eventually, you want to get into a place where you're building a list of cash buyers. The people that are people at the meetups, right? People that throw events and stuff like that. What do you think they're doing? They're building a list, because the people that come to the event and they're teaching all this stuff, they teach you internet marketing, they teach you how to generate leads on AdWords, as I noticed Glenn Gallucci from New Jersey was doing a few weeks ago, right? They teach you how to generate leads using letter, direct mail. All those, they're teaching you all those things, but you end up on their list because you're a potential buyer. Does that make sense? All right, that's the game. That's the business model right there. So they build their own buyers list. Some people end up becoming gurus, very few. Some people end up becoming buyers. Some people end up becoming renters. Some people end up becoming partners. That's how you build a list on the internet. That's how you build a list, not just on the internet, anywhere. You give value into the world and you build a list of people that want to get more and more value from you. Again, that's something I cover in full details in my free masterclass. You can go there right now. You see the link on the screen. It's olatalks.com/mastermind. olatalks.com/mastermind. That's where you want to go. And if you like this video, give me a thumbs up. Share this video with your friends, families that may find value in it. And if you have some thoughts, some questions, feel free to share below in the comment box below. I would love to see your thoughts. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I'll see you on the next one. Peace.